again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, August 27, 2007. It's the birthday of Hegel, the philosopher Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, born in Stuttgart, Germany, 1770. Started out studying religion, was interested in how Christianity is a religion based on opposites, sin and salvation, earth and heaven, finite and infinite, and believed that Jesus emphasized love as the chief virtue because love can bring about the marriage of opposites. Hegel came up with the concept of dialectic, the idea that all human progress is driven by the conflict between opposites, that each movement is imperfect, therefore gives rise to a counter-movement which takes control, is also imperfect, gives rise to yet another counter-movement, and so on. Hegel's idea picked up by Engels and Marx, who argued that the most important dialectic of history was between worker and master, rich and poor, and their ideas led to the birth of communism. It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote under the name C.S. Forster. He was born Cecil Smith in Cairo, 1899. His first really successful novel was The African Queen, about an evangelical English spinster and an old boat captain who fall in love while they're navigating a river through Central Africa, made into a movie starring Katharine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart. Forster went on to create the character of Horatio Hornblower, a midshipman in the Royal Navy who rises in the ranks, a hero in the naval wars against Napoleon, a Navy man who suffers from seasickness, is full of self-doubt, a fanatic about discipline and efficiency, and hates the poetry of William Wordsworth. It's the birthday of the novelist Theodore Dreiser, born Terre Haute, Indiana, 1871, moved to Chicago, became a newspaper reporter, and there he wrote his first novel, Sister Carrie, 1900. It was his masterpiece. It sold very few copies because the publisher, Frank Doubleday, found it amoral and refused to promote it or advertise it. But Dreiser's brother, a successful songwriter, helped him get on his feet, and in 1907, Sister Carrie was republished, and it became a success. And so was his novel, An American Tragedy, which came out in 1925, about a man who murdered his pregnant girlfriend to keep their relationship a secret, which was based on a true story. It's the birthday of Mother Teresa, born in the city of Skopje, Macedonia, 1910. Her father murdered when she was seven. Her family fell into poverty. She was educated by Irish missionary nuns, went to Dublin to train for missionary work when she was 18, was sent to Calcutta, India, where she taught high school. And there one day she found a woman dying in the street and sat with her, stroking her head until she died, which inspired Mother Teresa to found a new religious order called the Order of the Missionaries of Charity, devoted to anyone unwanted, unloved, and uncared for. Calcutta at the time was full of people so poor they often died horrible, lonely deaths in the streets, many of them lepers, and her first project was to build a hospice where they could spend their last hours in comfort and in peace. Here's a poem for today by Rita Dove entitled Flashcards. In math, I was the whiz kid, keeper of oranges and apples. What you don't understand, master, my father said. The faster I answered, the faster they came. I could see one bud on the teacher's geranium, one clear bee sputtering at the wet pane. The tulip trees always dragged after heavy rain, so I tucked my head as my boots slapped home. My father put up his feet after work and relaxed with a highball and the Life of Lincoln. After supper we drilled, and I climbed the dark before sleep, before a thin voice hissed numbers as I spun on a wheel I had to guess. 10. I kept saying, I'm only 10. Flashcards, a poem by Rita Dove, from her collection Grace Notes, published by W.W. Norton and Company. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.